Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud, and we got up to yesterday Tesamid Beis, like five lines up, Ashkechan. So to quickly chazer over, we learned the Shitas of Rabbi Shimon yesterday, in discussing what exactly were the different korbanos achieving. So the Seir Regalim, that was Mechapet for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov, and the Rosh Chodesh, we learned, was according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Mechapet for a person who himself was Tohor, but he ate Kodshim that was Tomei, right? And then we saw also, yes, there was a Gezeirah Shava. We learned from Rosh Chodesh to the Tzitz. That's where we got up to. So the Gemara is now continues and says like this. Ashkechan Seiri Rosh Chodosh, Rosh Chodoshim Dimechapre Al Tohor She'ochel Es Tomei. So good. We found the source, Kodshim Shimon, for a person himself was Tohor and he ate Kodshim that was Tomei. Siri regolim de mechapre al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'tchir v'lo b'sof minolon. So where do we know that the korbanos of Aron Yom Tov that would be mechapre for a person who did not have a yediyah at all, neither in the beginning nor at the end? Where do we know that from? So kida amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. So it's the drasha of Chama bar Chanina explaining what Rabbi Meir said. Right, the fact that when it's talking about the korbanos, it says the word siir. U-si'ir. So it could have just said a goat, but it says the Vav already, that tells us that the Si'ir of the Regolim is similar to the Si'irim of Rosh Chodesh. So Hachinami says, so too over here, in our context, Si'ir U-si'ir. It's the same table as the beginning. Okay. Now on the top of Yud. Amadav. Itkush Si'ir HaRegolim L'Si'iri Rosh Chodesh. So we make a Hekesh now from the Si'irim of the Regolim to the Si'irim of Rosh Chodesh. Ma So'ir Rosh Chodesh B'milsa D'Kodesh Mechapri. So just like we find by the Si'irim that are brought, the Si'ir, I should say, of Rosh Chodesh, that's something, it's a Milsa D'Kodesh, it's something that has to do with Kodshim, and it's Mechaper, Sa'af Se'iri Regolim, the Mils de Kodesh, Mechaper. It must be that the Se'iri Regolim from Yom Tov, they're also dealing with something to bring a Kapara. So it's a case where a person who was Tomei, he himself ate food that was Tor. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, Nechapro Ad Rosh Chodesh, let the Kobonos of the Yom Tovim be Mechaper, the same thing. Right, like the Rosh Chodesh is, Ha Amrin, and it can't be, because we say, Osa. Now, Osa means it. That's a mi'it. Osa, Noisein Avon. It itself is Noisein Avon. It carries the Avera. Ve'ein Achir, Noisein Avon. But something else cannot bear the same sin. Cannot be Mechaper for that. Ve'chitema, so we're going to say, Nechapru de Yom HaKippurim. So then, one second, let this Irim of the Regolim, they can be Mechaper like the Yom Kippur. Ha'amrina, we said on this, it can't be, right? Achas b'shana, it's once a year. Kapora zu, lo tehe ella achas b'shana. That the emphasis is that this type of kapora only happens once a year, right? And then, obviously, that's talking about the Yom Kippur, not the Regolim. So the Gemara asks now, one second. It has to be that the Se'irim of the Regolim are being mechaper for the case where there were Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, right? Or for the case where you didn't have a yediyah at the beginning or not. Amai mechapre. So what other things could it possibly be mechaper for? I'al sheyesh bo yediyah b'tchila v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof. If you can tell me it's a case where the person knew, right? So, hi bar korban hu. This person has to bring a korban for that. So that can't be what the regolim are going to be mechaper for. The al sheyesh bo yediyah b'techila ve'ein bo yediyah b'sof. It's a case where they knew the beginning, but didn't know the end. Right? He forgot. Hi, sor hanase b'fnim v'yom kippurim toile. That's the case of the seir that's brought b'fnim l'fnai b'fnim, and Yom Kippur is toile. It holds it suspends any punishments. I al she'ein bo yediyah b'techila aval yesh bo yediyah b'sof. In the beginning, he didn't know, but in the end, he found out. He realized. Hi, sor hanase b'chutz v'yom kippur mechaper. So that's going to be covered by the sor that's done outside, and Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So what are you left with? Al korchach, you have to say einu mechaper el al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'techila v'lo b'sof. So by default, that's the only thing you're left. The only option that's still on the table is be mechaper the case where he didn't have a yediyah in the beginning or at the end. Okay, then the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Meir Omer. Remer said, Kol ha-se'irim kaparason shove. Everything is the same. The Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, they all come for the cases of being mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Amar Rebbe Chama bar Rebbe Chanina, my time and Rebbe Meir. So what is the Svara? What's the reason behind the sheet of Rebbe Meir? So we're dealing now in Parshas Pinchas, where it lists off all of the Kabbonos. Omer Kral, the Pasuk says, Seir U Seir, which we saw yesterday, we saw it earlier today. Huk Shukol Seirim Zelazeh, so make a Hekesh, every single one of these Seirim, all these types of Kabbonos, there's a comparison. Vav Moisif Al Inyan Rishon, and there's a Vav that adds to that, meaning that they're all going to have a similar type of Kippurah that the Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for. So the Havamina was that each and every one of them is going to be learned out from what's next to it, right? Whatever came right before it. So Pesach is going to be right next to Rosh Chodesh, which is back to Shavuos, right? Which is back to Pesach, right? No, you can't say it. The Ha'am Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaTorah Kula Lamedim Lamed Milamed. The whole Torah is set up in a way of where we learn out lamed milamed. So Rashi explains what exactly does that mean. Behekesh ka'amar. We make comparisons. Vahani kulu hekeshin inhu. All of these things are learned out from a hekesh. However, there's an exception. Continues the Gemara and says, chutz mikadoshim. That's the rule outside of kadoshim. But every single one of, every area of halacha has its own unique set of parameters, right? So chutz mikashim she'ein lamedim lamed milamed. We don't use that rule over here. Rav Shechter quotes many times that each discipline has its own self-contained principles. The principles of chemistry, principles of biology. But lahavda, when you have in different areas of halacha, you have iser v'heter, you have tumah v'tara. So all these different areas have their own set of things. See, by kodshim, you have certain halachas. So normally we could use the rule lamedin lamed milamed, but here in kodshim we can't. So where it says halokasha, it's not really a problem because really it's not there. Kulahu mikama gomre, really learned out from the first one, meaning they're all learning out from the Rosh Chodesh. What's the Rashi on this? Kulahu me Rosh Chodesh gomre letohor she'ochles hatomei. We learn the case of a person who was tohor and he ate something that was tomei. For Rosh Chodesh minaihu l'she'ein b'yadia klal. Rosh Chodesh is the case where they didn't know about it. For kulahu mi diyom kippurim le'ein b'yadia b'techila v'yesh b'yadia b'sof. And then from the case of Yom Kippur where you didn't know originally, but he did know at the end that he did something wrong. And therefore, it's learned out again of you didn't have a yedia. I'm sorry, was the last part? Yeah, you didn't have a yedia neither at the beginning or at the end. So I said, okay, that works according to one opinion. You're right. If you have this vav, then you have usir that can make this connection. You could learn one from the other. However, atzeres, but shavuos v'yom kippurim and yom kippur delo kosav be usir. It does not have there. It just says seir by those two exceptions. Minolan. So what are you going to do? So it says you're right. Elo omer biyona has to be a different limud. Omer Kral, the pasuk says, Eile ta'asu l'Hashem b'moadeichem. These are the ones you should do for Hashem in their moed, in their yomtiv, in their appointed time. So hukshu kol ha-moadim kulon zelazeh. So that's the hekesh for every single one of the moadim. Ha v'ha Rosh Chodesh lav moed hu. And Rosh Chodesh, one second, then we're asked. Rosh Chodesh is not a moed. So it's very nice it said l'Hashem b'moadeichem, but Rosh Chodesh is in there. And Rosh Chodesh is not called moed. So says the Gemara, Ibra, Rashi says, Emes, you're right, yet, taka true. Rosh Chodesh, nami ikri moed, no. Really, the truth is, Rosh Chodesh is also called moed. Ki da Omer Abai, like Abai says, now, this is regarding a different issue about the Meraglim. Da Omer Abai, Tomuz dahahi shata miloe mil yuhu. Really, it was a full month of 30 days. The Chsiv, like the Pasuk says in Eicha, kor elai moed, right? I mean, the Tisha B'Av is called moed, that we don't say tachanun. Lishbor bachurai, that it crushed my bachurim, my young men. So the way Abayi is darshaning the pasuk means that they extended Chodesh Tammuz, making it a mole, right? So it's a 30-day month and not a 39-day month. The lunar cycle is 29 days, 6 hours, and then the last hour is divided up into chalakim. It's divided into 1,080 chalakim, and the Rosh Chodesh, the cycle is, the Rambam tells us, is 793 over 1,080. So we can't do this on our own. We can't, you know, start Rosh Chodesh exactly in the middle of the day. So in order to intercalculate this, everything should work out. So we'd either have a chaser, a month of 29 days, or a male, a month of 30. Again, 29 days, 6 hours, and 793 over 1,080 is the next hour, chalakim to the next hour. So that year, when the Meraglim came, they made Rosh Chodesh 30 days, right? So it comes out, when the Meraglim came back, it comes on the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, and not the 8th. Therefore, that's we set up the diet. That's what means Koralai Moed, that it was set up of a day for, unfortunately for Puranos, for bad things. But you see from Abaye that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. That's what the Gemara's limud is. Okay, so Amr Rabbi Yochanan, working within, again, we're trying still to figure out Rabbi Meir's Shita. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Umoda Rabbi Meir besoyer hanasa bifnim. He would admit, he would agree, he would concede to you for the one, the sarnasa bifnim, that's done inside, shu ein mechaper keporoson, right? That's not, excuse me, mechaper keporoson, the hein ein mechaperim bekeporoso, that each one is self-contained. In other words, that the additional korban, it has its own unique area in which it's mechaper for. V'hu ein mechaper kaparasan. So what does that mean? That it's not going to be mechaper for their things. Kapar achas mechaper ve'ein mechaper shtei kaparos. There's only one thing that the soyer hanasa b'fnim is mechaper for, but it's not mechaper for two things. V'hein ein mechaper in kaparaso. And the other things that are going to be is not going to, the other kumonos are not going to be mechaper for it. Omakra achas b'shana keparazu lo tehe ela achas b'shana. That only will happen once a year, the Yom Kippur. So Tanya Namichach, we have a brisa like this that goes according to Reb Meir. Al she'ein bo yedia lo b'tchi v'lo b'sof. You didn't know the beginning or the end. Va'al she'ein bo yedia b'tchi v'aval yesh bo yedia b'sof. But you didn't know the beginning, but you did know the end. V'al tohor she'ochel es hatame, or a person himself was tohor, but he forgot that this meat was tame and he ate from it. So in that case, all these cases, Seiri haragolim, Seiri roshei chadoshim, v'sir hanase bechutz, mechaprin, divrei Rebbe Meir. So you see that works. However, the Gemara points out, v'ilu soir hanase bifnim shaira. No, the one, the soir hanase bifnim, right, that one is not mentioned. It's left out, right? So ukaparason nami shara. So therefore the kapara is also not mentioned here. So the fact doesn't mention this case of where the Sar Nasim Bifnim is Mechaper, right, for the ones where he had the idea at the beginning, he didn't know the idea at the end. So you see that this type of Kapara is different than the other types of Kapara that the Seirim bring. And that is the Raya for Rebbe Meir. Okay, then we go back to Rebbe Shimon Shita, trying to keep it all together. Hi, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Seirei Roshei Chadoshim Mechaperin Al Tohor She'ochel Es HaTameh. So according to Shimon, the Seirim Darban Rosh Chodesh, that brings a kapara for a person who himself was Tohor, and he ate something that was Tameh. So when it says, Bishlema, I'm fine with, I have no problem, the Rosh Chodoshim, lo mechapre ad regolim. I understand why that those korbanos will not work for the regolim. The Amar Krox, the Pasuk says, Avon, right? It says a sin. And the one makes a drasha, Avon echad, v'hu noise, v'ein noise, v'hu noise, shnei avonos. It's mechapre for one Avon, of what the people did, but not for two things. Ella, but I have a problem with the following. The regolim nechapru ad rosh chadoshim. So the korbanos that are brought on Yom Tov, that should be also mechaper for the ones on Rosh Chodesh. So amakra osa. It's a miyat. The Gemara says osa noisei avon, that it will be noisei avon for ve'ein achir noisei avon, but not, but a different korban will not be noisei avon for it. So we're going to ask a different way. Bishleim, I'm fine. The following idea: the regolim lo mechaprin ad Yom Kippurim, right? That the Yom, I'm sorry, yeah, right. The regolim is not going to be mechaper on Yom Kippur. The Amar Kra achas b'shana kapara zu lo tehe el achas b'shana. It should only happen once a year. Ella, but the problem is like this: the Yom Kippurim nechapru ad regalim. So the Yom Kippur should work for the regalim. So no, that why it can't work because Amar Kra achas kapar achas mechaper ve'ena mechaper shtei kaparos. It will not work for two different cases. It only works for the one case. That's the drush. It's miyat. V'ha kiksiv achas. When it says achas in this case, what's the context? So it's talking about b'soir hanase b'fnim hu dechsiv. That's talking about the korban that's brought lifnai v'lifnim. Right? So, in other words, it should have... It's not talking about the sir nase b'chitzon. So therefore, it shouldn't be... And there's no shaykhis to it. So Omer Kral, the pasuk says, milvad chatas ha-kippurim, right, on the base. That's what it means. I mean, aside from this one, one is talking about the bifnim, one's talking about the chutz, the itkush chitzon lipnimi, and therefore we make the hekesh. So therefore, again, what comes out according to this is that whatever meat, whatever limitations you had on the bifnim, they're also going to apply to the chitzon as well, and therefore you can't necessarily derive anything more than that. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Oymir Mishmo. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, right? A little bit of a different interpretation. My shno deroshi chadoshim delo mechapre ad regalim. So why is it different for the Rosh Chodesh? It's not mechapre on the regalim. To Omer Krox, the pasuk says avon, right? For its sin, avon echad hu noise ve'ein noise shnei avonos. It's similar we're saying over and over again now. That it's one avon that's mechaper, but it's not going to be for two. The regalim nami lo nichparu ad rosh chodeshim. So the regalim also should not get a kapora through the rosh chodesh. The omer kra osa it osa who knows avon ve ein achin knows avon osa lo mashmalei. So this is no, because Reb Shimon doesn't learn anything from the word osa. So he again, according to that, he would come out that any one of the se'irim on the regalim could be mechaper for more than one avera. Right? Osa says it and nothing else, but he doesn't hold from this. So therefore, he's free to extend it and to learn it to the other areas as well. So the Gemara continues and says, one second. Ma'ishnad regalim delo mechapere ad yom kippurim. So why is it different? Why should the regalim not be mechaper on Yom Kippur? The Omer Krog Pasuk says achas b'shana kaparazu lo tehei el achas b'shana se'ihochi. One second, if that's really true, then the Yom Kippurim nami lo nechaperu ad regalim. So it shouldn't, the Yom Kippur korbanos should not work for the Yom Tov achas k'siv, because it's written once kapar achas mechaper ve'ein mechaper shtei kaparos. This is no, it shouldn't work for two. So why then did Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda say in the name of Rabbi Shimon that he holds that the Seirim on Yom Kippur do mechaper for everything that he does? So he says no. He'll answer for Rabbi Shimon, achas lo mashmalei. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have that implication in the word. So at the end, he holds that no, the Seirim on on Yom Kippur could be mechaper for three different cases. So am I? So why doesn't he hold from this drasha? It sounds good. Dechik siv achas, because when it's written the word achas, b'soyer hanase b'fnim ksiv, that's written by the korban that's brought on Yom Kippur, lifnai lifnim. So therefore, it's a special thing. So it's not necessarily, you know, extended to others. Se ihochi, the regal nami nechaper ad Yom Kippurim. So the regalim should also be mechaper for Yom Kippur. V'dechik siv achas b'soyer hanase b'fnim ksiv, because it writ achas by there as well. So the halacha from that pasuk shouldn't be able to, you know, be learned from the bifnim into the chitzon. So it says, one second. La'olam, really, I'll answer you like this. He does learn halacha. Achas mashmalei. You're right. And it does talk about the sarnas of chitzon, is what type of kippur that would have. However, shiny halacha. But there's a difference here as to what exactly limit is. Why? The Omer Kra, the pasuk says, V'chiper Aaron al konosav achas b'shana. Aaron's going to bring a kapara on the corners of the mizbeach once a year. Karnosav de mizbeach ha'penimi hu de kapara achas mechaper ve'ein mechaper shtei kaparos. That's talking about the karnos are talking here about the mizbeach ha'penimi. So that's where you can only do one and not the other. Ha, but the dechitzon, the outer Mizbeach, afilu shtei kaparos. In that case, you could do it, you could get it. So at the end of the day, that's why he makes his drasha in such a way that the only limitation is just on the inner mizbeach. But on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, that would be able to have two separate kaparos. So now the Gemara goes into an interesting point that's going to be discussed later on, but just by way of hakdam, it's kedai to go over a Rambam, maybe two Rambams, to understand the Gemara. The Rambam is discussing, well, the whole Gemara is going to discuss shkolim, right, and about collecting and about how it goes pays for the korban tzibur. So the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Shkolim, Halacha Yud Aleph. We'll understand the Gemara better if we see this first. Mishigia Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Once we get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ein Makrivin Korbanos Tzibur El Mitruma Chadasha. So we only bring the Korban Tzibur from the new collection. The Imlo Bo HaChadasha Loichin Min HaYeshana. But if the new funds haven't yet gotten to the Beis Hamikdash, then we could take from the previous year. Lefikach therefore comes out. The rules like this. If now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan and you have behemoth for the Korban Talmud from the previous year, podin osan v'yotzin lechulin. So we're poded them, right? That if an animal is hekdesh, then you have to redeem it, right? You can't change its status without being poded at first. Afal pi shehein tamidin, even though they already were tamimim, they were not a balmum. If an animal is a balmum, that's a different story. So yiplu demehem letruma yeshana shemekatzin bo esam izbeach. So then the money that's used for these behemoths will then go for the kates. Kates mizbeach is like the dessert. What does that mean? We don't want the mizbeach to be empty. So we're constantly makriv korbanos on it. But even if the person doesn't have any obligatory korbanos, we still bring these. It's called ketz mizbeach. Shetanai beizin hu al kol behema shaloichin l'tamidim, because the beizin makes a condition on them. Tanai sheim lo yutzrichim lahen yaitzu lechulin. If we don't need them, then they can be used for chulin. So therefore, that's what happens with these leftovers. Then in Yud Beis continues the Rambam, and again the Gemara is going to quote this. It's better to the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't make sense. We'll say v'kach hayoisin b'moiser haketores. So we're going to discuss in a minute now what do you do with the leftover ketores? Mishiyagir Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mechal oso al schar ha'umonim. So we're mechal. We make it chulin in order to pay the workers, the people who, according to Rashi, learns the ones who are making the ketores. V'chozrin ma'oz haschar l'ketz mizbeach, and the money goes back and used for the ketz mizbeach, right? We said to keep korbanos going. V'notlin ha'umonim moser ha'ketores b'scharn, and they take the remainder of the ketores to pay for their wages. So why is there moser? Because every year they used to make 368 measures of the ketores, but you only need 365 because we follow the solar year for this. So the extra ones, the Gemara says, increases were brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, right? So now, you know, a lunar year has either 353, 354, or 355. So there's always going to be leftover. The Choizrin says the Ram, the Lokines Ketores Mehen Letruma Chadosha, Kedei Lahakriva Mamos Truma Chadosha. So then they would buy back the Ketores from them with the money from the new Shkolim, right? The Im Eilehem Truma Chadosha, but they didn't yet get there. So Machtirin Osa Betruma Yeshonas. Then they would bring the Truma from the previous year. Okay, now we'll see the Gemara. Omer Ula. Omer B'Yochanan, Tamidin Shilohutzuch L'tzibur, if you have Korban Tzibur that wasn't needed, Nifdin Tamidim. You could be paid to them and then use their money for the, as you saw, for regular, you know, non-hektish purposes. Yosef Rabba, the Ka'omer L'Hai Shmaitzah, so Rabba was saying over this, Omer L'Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said to him, Man Tzayis Lach U'L'Rebbe Yochanan Rabach. Who's going to listen to you and to Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe? Where does the Kedusha go? How does Kedusha just automatically poof, disappear? What, because you're a poet? Where does this Kedusha go? Says Rashi, right? One second. Kedusha behen, right? Kedushas aguf shebehen. There's two types of kedusha. There's kedushas mamon and kedushas aguf. Kedushas damim. Okay, you could be part of that. And you could transfer the kedusha was on this item, this monetary thing, to something else. But if you have kedushas aguf, how do you take it away? Right? It says dekimlan she'ein mechaleles below mum heichan halacha. You can only be part an animal if it's a bal mum. But these are tamidim. So where does it go? So Amalei, so Rabbis is back. At lo tisbara, don't you hold from the following? Delo am reading kedusha shebehen heichan halacha. We don't say in the following case. Mishnah Shkolim, that's none. Moser HaKetoris Mehayu Oisimbo. What do you do with the extra? Right? We just said the Rambam. The Gemara asked. Ma'afrish Mimen Eschar HaUmonin. We use it to pay the money for the workers. U'machal Nosa Al Ma'as Sha'umonin. And we're machal with on the money for the wages for them. V'nosin Osal U'monin B'schar. And we pay the workers with their money from that. V'choiz V'loichin Osa Mitruma Chadosha. And then we go back and we use this to repurchase it to get from the chadasha, from the new truma that came in. Rashi says in Dibra Maskev Atlo Tispor, you mean you have to hold from this svara. Dibemidi Tzibur Lo Amrin and Kedusha Shebehen Lehechan Halcha. When it comes to something for a tzibur, we don't use this question of, we don't ask where did the kedusha go. Hecha Dechilul Letzorach Takana, right? Because that's the takana we made. So Rab's explaining what the proof is from this mission in Shkolim. The Amai. Neima, why don't we say your svar kedusha leshvehen leheichan halcha? Right, that you can't get off the kedusha just by being poted. So no, you have to be moted that this really isn't such a. It's not a real kasha. So Amalei, so Chista said back, Ketoris ka'amart, what? You're bringing me a raya, a proof from Ketoris? Shiny Ketoris. Ketoris is different. Why? Di Kedusha's domim hu. No, because that's a different category. That's Kedusha's domim. It's not Kedusha's haguf, right? So when you talk about Kedusha's haguf, right, that has like an inherent Kedusha. You can't take it off. And Kedusha's domim can, in fact, be removed. Okay? That's the top. We got to the Yud Aleph. We'll stop here for today.